Give them as much time as you need.
Thank you. Proverbs chapter 24, I want us to read from 30 to 34.
Okay. 24, 30 to 34.
And I read, I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns and nettles, had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Shall we pray?
Amen.
Father, I want to thank you and bless you for a time like this. We lift your name up and glorify you for how faithful you've been to us. We know, Lord, that we are unable to do anything but your wrath. So we pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you help us to understand your way so that we can be able to be doers and not hearers only. Get me out of the way, hide me behind the cross. Let me not speak my mind, but let me speak that he is the Lord. And if there's somebody here who don't know you, I pray that you bring him or her to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And for Christians, strengthen us, empower us, give us what we need so that we can be able, oh God, to go into this world to do what you have assigned to us. This we ask in Jesus' name and for his name's sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
I title my message, Swim or Sink.
Amen.
You got to swim or you got to sink?
You got to sink, yeah.
You know, many times we see in our world things going in certain ways, and sometimes we just watch and don't do anything or do very little about it. And it grieves my heart to know that in the world that we are in right now, a lot of people don't put the Bible as, I want to say, as a yardstick to look at what is currently happening in our generation.
Amen.
Because right now as we live, as the Bible fulfills its prophecies, many Christians are blinded to the truth of what God. Why? Because many Christians even don't read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Many Christians just go and walk the pew on Sundays.
Come on.
Or if anything at all, during Christmas services.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate because certain things go in a way that we are not looking at it. But before I share what the Lord is saying in this passage, I want to sing one song.
Mm-hmm. Praise
so that at least you go home and remember that you heard somebody speak in tongues. Hallelujah! Ate zanka o nyami nyamia oni yenwo ho enyama eya oye eye wa wa enyama eye nshira ninne fi era di ho ate da forese wonfa ma.
For
Danke means that thanks be to God.
Oh, thanks. Amen.
Thanks be to God for all that is happening.
Oh.
Everything that's happening is not on the blind side of God.
Yes.
He knows. And so whatever happens to us,
mm-hmm.
He is aware and is in control.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have faith and confidence in Him, because He is the only one who can save us in every situation.
Yes.
So that's in a nutshell what it means. So every time, give thanks.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now when you look at this scripture, it is very interesting that the author had this to say about going by the field of the slothful.
Mm-hmm.
A slothful person is a lazy person. Sometimes we see laziness only when people don't want to work.
Right.
But laziness also has to do with when you don't want to read.
Amen. Yes.
Because reading, especially the Word of God, will teach you how to apply wisdom from God and translate it into this ungodly world.
Right. Amen.
And as a Christian, that is how you start. That is why the Bible says, first of all, it says, if you lack wisdom,
mm-hmm.
ask of God.
Amen. Amen.
Why does God tell us that if we lack wisdom? Because He said, in all things, we need wisdom.
Right. Amen.
That's the principal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And He said, when you get the wisdom, then you also have to ask for understanding.
Amen.
You see, we don't have wisdom, so we don't understand what is happening politically in the whole world.
Amen. Amen.
We have no understanding, because we are failing to look at what God did in time past with the people of Israel, and how He dealt with them, and how He chastised them when they messed up, to where they are today, that even the Germans killed over 6 million, gassed them, and today they are spread all over the world.
Right.
Now, because we lack wisdom, we don't see that the God of love is still the God of justice.
Yes, amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, love and justice go together. We can't just say God is love and pretend that He's not the God of justice, because He is going to deal with us
mm-hmm.
according to how He dealt with the Israelites.
Amen. Preach it.
He cannot separate us from the Israelites. Otherwise, He has been unfair. But we know God is fair.
Amen.
There is nothing that He does today that He didn't do yesterday.
Right.
The same God, people say, oh, this time is grace.
Come on.
And I said, who told you that grace hasn't been there for a long time?
Amen.
The dead Adam and Eve ate the apple.
Mm-hmm.
They still have grace.
Right.
Because God
grace.
Even killed an animal and clothed them. That was first grace.
Amen.
I said, another grace that God gave to Adam and Eve was that physically, He let them live.
Right. Amen.
Spiritually, they were separated. There was grace.
Mm-hmm.
He could have killed them
mm-hmm.
and recreated another one.
Right.
There was grace. And so the writer is telling him that when, as he went by the slothful and the vineyard of the man void of understanding, I want to give you three things that you can see from this passage. First of all, we sometimes take more interest in our work.
Oh, come on. Amen.
You see, people will give excuses for not coming to church. Now, the church is not a building, as all of you know. The church is the people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do you come to church? We come to church to worship and serve God.
Mm-hmm.
We come to church to learn of God so that we can be able to use it to influence the world. So, when you pull yourself from that body, in other words, what you are saying is that you are self-sufficient.
Oh, come on now. Amen.
You know it all by yourself. But you and I know we don't know anything by ourselves. We need each other.
Yes. Amen.
So, when people refuse to come to church,
when people refuse to come to Bible study, when people refuse to come to prayer meetings and all those things, you know what they are trying to say? They say, we don't need God in our life.
Right. Amen.
All we need is we can make it on our own. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says you can do that. Yeah. So he says, you are being trustful because you are putting your interest ahead of God's interest.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But who is the one giving you the energy to go out? It's God.
It's God. Yeah.
Who is the one giving you the money that you are being paid? It's God. And guess what? In a short time, you are still going to leave all those things and go and face that same God. Mm-hmm. So, why are you being lazy? He said, the man was trustful because he had no understanding of his purpose. You can see from this passage that probably that person inherited that land. So he didn't have to work hard to get it. If he had worked hard, I believe, he would have taken more serious interest in what was happening.
Right.
Same way with us. Everything we have right now, we didn't work hard for it.
Right.
It is God who just gave it. And instead of us to appreciate the giver of life, the giver of what we have today, and turn back to him whatever he has given unto us by worshiping him faithfully, truthfully, we have abandoned him.
Mm, come on now.
And we think we can make it on our own. Mm. So we sometimes take more interest in our work and neglect that of God. And if you look at the second one, it says, and lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles that covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Now, the stone wall is a kind of stone that was put to resist certain kind of weeds from spreading into their farm. Mm-hmm. So, it's built to defend the farm.
Right, amen.
But he said, that stone wall was broken. Why was it broken? Because the man lacked understanding of the dangers that was about to come. Now let's look at us. Our stone wall is the Bible.
Amen.
It's the Word of God.
Come on.
The Word of God ought to always be our defense.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
So, how does it help us? When we read it.
Mm-hmm.
When we start applying.
Yeah.
When we start memorizing. When the enemy is coming. By our strength, we will fail. But by the word of God, we will repel the enemy.
Yes.
That's why when Satan went to Jesus, he said this, and Jesus said, it's also written. It is also written. He didn't say, but I say. He said, the word of God is enough to defend itself.
Right. Amen.
So if you don't memorize the word of God, your stone wall is broken.
Amen.
So he's saying that you are vulnerable to any attack from the enemy. Because that defense, that is the only hope. Where animals could jump in, where winds could jump in, so he said the stone wall was there.
Right.
Folks, when we refuse to go to church, when we refuse to be at prayer meeting, when we refuse to teach our children to also be involved in church activities, when we refuse to pray with our children, our siblings, our spouses, and do what is right, our stone wall is broken, and the enemy is going to go through where the stone wall is broken.
Right. Amen.
Because your defense is not there.
That's right.
So, he says that stop taking more interest in your work.
Yeah,
and neglect that of God.
Right.
Rather, do the opposite. Folks, he said, then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instructions.
Mm-hmm.
The mistakes of others should cause us not to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The mistakes of the Israelites to cause us not to forget God.
Yes.
Because the Bible says they forgot God.
Right.
The Bible says about 2 million people left Egypt to go to the promised land. They saw all those miracles. The Red Sea parted. They saw the Jordan parted. They saw all those things the Lord had done to kill the Egyptians in the Red Sea and all those things. But they forgot God.
Right.
And so all those who were 20 years and above, there's only two that made it.
Right.
We think we are better than the Israelites.
Oh, come on now.
Do we think we are wiser than that God? We are not. Because if those people were beaten by snakes and they were drowned, they were the earth had to open for them to go inside, who do we think we are?
Come on. Yeah. Amen. That's true.
Who do we think we are?
Right. That's
right. You see, when I look at the way they are promoting LGBTQI and they are so excited holding this flag and going out with pride, I said, Lord, have mercy. Mm. Because people haven't learned any lesson.
That's right.
About how God deals with people.
Right. Amen. That's right.
I said, I was telling some of my friends, he said, you support Republicans. You always are talking about Trump. I said, I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about policies.
Right. Amen.
I want somebody who promotes God's agenda.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in somebody who promotes the devil's agenda. Oh, you have been brainwashed by these people. I said, I've not been brainwashed by anything. I've only been brainwashed by the
Bible. Amen. I have been brainwashed by the Word of God.
I've only been brainwashed by the Word of God. Yeah. Because the Word of God is the only one that tells me what to do. So anybody who holds the Word of God, whether he's independent, he's Democrat, he's Libertarian, he's in Ghana, he's what? If you bring the Word of God and say, I'm going to go by the Word of God, that is the person I'm going to follow.
Yeah. Yeah. Praise God.
Because God put that person there so that he can exalt his own name. I said, what's all this about killing babies and people glorify all those kind of stuff? I said, listen, my brother, my sister, I am telling you, learn from the mistakes of others.
Amen. Yes.
I said, once upon a time, there was a Roman Empire. Why is it? It's gone. There was a British Empire. It's gone. America is not in the Bible.
It's gone.
And it's going.
Yeah.
I said, America is on a slippery slope.
Yes.
I tell people back home, I said, you see, Americans were sending missionaries all over the world, coming to Ghana when we were growing up. Today, they are telling us we to accept LGBTQ.
Mm-hmm.
Because gospel missionaries are getting short. People don't even want to go into missions again. Mm-hmm. But they are sending the message. There are people who want to go to the Western countries in my country who are politicians. And they stood against LGBTQ. They went for visas, I mean, legislators, like a senator or a congressman. How do you deny him a visa? How do you deny him a visa? Only because they are spoken against LGBTQ.
Right.
So you see, the Bible says that as Christians are going to be persecuted.
Right. Come on now. Yes.
And that's what is happening.
Right.
Now, big tech is persecuting Christians.
Mm-hmm.
You put anything conservative on Facebook, they flag it out. Mm-hmm. You take anything on the Bible, they think you are crazy. Don't talk about evil. They can talk about Christians being bigots or bigots, but we can't talk about LGBTQI as a sin.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Why? Why can you say my God doesn't exist? So teach them evolution. But I can't say God exists and teach the children about God.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Mm-hmm.
Because the end of the devil is closer than we think.
Right. Amen.
And that's what Jesus said. He said it will come like a thief in the night.
Mm-hmm.
And he also warns us that sin is going to increase.
Right.
I was telling some other churches, I said, look, they just took some census in my country, and I was shocked when they brought the results in August that the population of women is 4-1. And I said, wait a minute, they might have made mistakes. Because I knew a few years ago it was 2-1. Mm-hmm. They said, no. If every man said he was going to marry, he could marry 4 women. And it set me thinking. I said, wow, God, you sent it in your book.
Yes, you did, yeah.
That 7 women will one day say, marry me.
Right.
And put your name. Now, even Ghana is in 4-1. Let me tell Europeans another thing. I was surprised that most some countries 5-1.
Right.
Scripture is being fulfilled.
Right.
And yet Christians, we are sleeping because we will not even make a step when they said the census and see women are numbering to know that the Bible is getting close.
Right. Amen.
Because everything that the Bible says will come to pass.
Right.
So if things are happening around the world, mm-hmm. and you are not looking in reading the Bible, how would you know?
That's right. Amen.
It's because I read it and mm-hmm. knew that 7 women would tell one man, marry us. So when I had 4-1, then I said, wow, that's getting closer.
That's getting closer. Amen. Yeah.
That's getting closer. Because Africans, we have a lot of kids running around. So I said, let's go to Europe. Mm-hmm. Some 5-1.
Wow.
I'm telling you, some 5-1, 4-1, 3-1, Germany and all, they are 4-1. I said, boy, whatever God has said, I know is true. But for me to see it is happening,
yeah.
It's another story altogether.
Amen. Yes.
It's another story altogether.
Right.
And it reminds me of what Jesus was telling the people. He said, you are blessed because Abraham and Paul would have gone to see this
Amen.
Day.
Amen. Yes.
So you are blessed. And yes, so you are messing up. In other words, that's what Jesus was telling them. What Abraham and Paul were fighting to see, they wanted to see Jesus in his flesh, they couldn't see. And you are seeing and you're ready to stone him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what we are doing. We are ready to stone Jesus.
Right.
Because we are putting him out. We are closing the doors. In America, you are closing the door to Jesus.
Right.
You can talk about Jesus, I can talk about revolution. You can't, you now everything is white supremacy.
Right.
I was reading an article on this yesterday, Radcliffe, and that young boy, and we were talking about this. He said, he shot 3 white people, he was white, but he says racist.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to label her racist. And I was listening to Tucker Carlson give narration, and he brought all those who were witnesses. And the witnesses were asked, did he shoot the, did he point, did this man point a gun to him? Yes. Before then, when he hadn't pointed a gun, did the boy shoot? No. Okay, that's the courtroom. So it means it was because he pointed a gun to the young boy.
Yes.
That is why he shot. Is that right?
Yes.
So it means it was self-defense. You see? Yeah. But they change the narration. They want to say he killed him intentionally. But that was not the point. Because now they want wrong to be right and right to be wrong.
Yes.
Because you are on liberty.
Yeah.
Because you are being biblical.
Yes.
Anything that is biblical is against the law. Mm-hmm. Not the law of the world. You go to Europe, I said, I was in England, and there's a section that now is being occupied by Muslims. So England has banned preaching. You can't preach on the street.
Wow.
If you preach on the street, they'll handcuff you. If you say you are going to preach in England, where Chaffergin has a metropolitan tabernacle, they won't give you a visa.
That's right. That's right. Mm.
Okay. 2 months ago, Francis Graham was going to London. He was denied. He didn't need a visa, but he had to tell them what he was going to do. They stopped him. They stopped Benini. They stopped everybody. Mm. But the Muslims go there and build mosques.
Right.
Almost all the churches in England that have grown up are operated by a mosque. I went around to look at a lot of them. They were Baptist churches, Anglican churches, these churches. They are all now turning into mosques.
Wow.
Americans are not learning.
Right.
That the more you bring the Muslims,
come on,
the more you empower them. They will kick you out of your own country.
Yes, right.
So I was telling some of the other churches I've been recently, I said, you know what I'm thinking? Probably next year or next time I'm coming to the U.S., I'm going to make a sign and say, Biden is the best president, call all my village people, and we'll go through Mexico. If we're going to go through Mexico, and they see Biden is the best president, and I'm bringing the village people, they'll pay us $150,000 each.
Yeah, come on.
They'll give us free accommodation. They'll fly us all over America and feed us for free.
Amen.
Why did we go to the embassy?
Yeah.
And then they send us away. We'll just put a card and we'll just be walking and smiling and walk through. What sense does it make?
Well, it's Bible sense.
It doesn't make sense at all. You can be granted a visa, but you can go to Mexico and get all the necessities in life. I said, I don't need to go to churches to raise money. I'll be getting 450, each of them will get 450. Take your family when they separate. Then you get more money.
Yeah.
Because they say it's up to $1 million.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh boy, I'm going to call my village people.
Yes.
You're going to march to me. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. That is where we are today.
Yes.
And that's what the Bible was saying. It said we are not learning. It said, look, I considered. I looked at it and considered. And did what? And received instructions.
Yes.
Look at what has happened to other people. People were in church and have stopped going to church. Look at how they ended.
Mm-hmm.
They ended in a bad way. Because they separated themselves from the body of Christ.
Yes.
And a lot of us are so separated ourselves because we are occupied with anything but the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, and then he said, yet a little sleep and a little slumber. And what happened? Poverty will come. Like what? An armed man.
Yeah.
So in conclusion, as we talk about the mistakes of others, we also talk about when we neglect to do God's work,
yes, sir.
We will end up in poverty and death.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it will come like an armed man. Mm-hmm. Folks, we are running out of time.
Yes, we are.
We can't buy time. The only thing that we ever can get back is time.
Right.
Nobody can buy time again. Once you lose it, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Every second you misuse it, it's gone. Every time you look the other way and time passes, you can never get it again.
Amen. That's right.
And it says, so shall thy poverty. You know, physically you may lose money, but spiritually you will lose all that you knew about God.
Right.
Because you are not adding up, building up knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
See, the more you study God, the more you get closer to Him.
Yeah.
The farther you get out from not studying, the farther you get out from God.
Right.
So you say you become poor.
That's
because
right.
When the devil is coming, he's coming with his theories. And if you don't know the Bible, for you to counter his argument, then you are going to be drawn to him.
Right.
A lot of people are in church. We're in church sometimes. And when they disengaged themselves from the body of Christ, they went down the slope.
Amen.
And today, they are in a miserable position than they were years ago. And brothers and sisters, I'm here to encourage you to know that this is not the end of the world for you. The end of the world is when Jesus is coming to take his people, and you must be part of it and be ready, because if you are not ready right now and living in sin and doing things that you are not supposed to do, when the rapture comes and you are caught up, you're still going to give an account of God of your stewardship on this earth. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for that?
Come on.
Are you ready? What's your responsibility to your children? What's your responsibility to your community? What's your responsibility to the state? Some of us are so silent because we don't want to be called names.
Come on. Yeah.
You've got to be called names for Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus was called names. They say he cast out demons by Beelzebub. They say he did this. Folks, now is the time that we need to stand up and speak up.
That's right.
Because once you are gone from this earth, there's no turning back.
Right.
What you got to do today, do it right now.
Amen.
Don't separate yourself. Tell your family members. Go, let's go knock on doors. Let's tell people that Jesus is coming, because Bible is being fulfilled. When sin is called right and right is called sin, then you know that certainly the Bible is at its end.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, for sure. Mm-hmm. When right is called wrong. When now they say everything that is Bible doesn't mean anything. When they say you can kill a baby, even the day the baby is born, if you survive abortion, you can kill that baby, then you know that the end is near.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Then you know the end is near. Mm-hmm. They say babies are not at conception. And I tell people, I say, if I'm going to shoot somebody, they say I murdered. But when I kill a baby in the stomach, it's no murder. When the baby is born, and I kill the baby that same day, it's no matter. Why in the world did we get this kind of understanding of who God is?
Yeah.
Jesus is coming. Folks, what we need to do, we have to do it now.
Yeah.
All the money, houses, cars, and everything we think we ought to have. I'm not saying it's not needed. Some is not needed, but we ought to have who will live it. Mm-hmm. But what is done for Christ?
Yes,
it's what is going to last. Mm-hmm. And let's remind ourselves, every resource God has given us is to be used for his glory. Mm-hmm. It's not to be used for pleasure.
Right.
So if we are not using it for his glory, then we will lose. Because sometimes we see our enemies as those who oppose us. But sometimes the enemy is within.
Mm. Yeah.
He smiles at you and stabs you when you turn your back. Mm. The enemy is within the body of Christ today.
Amen.
The enemy who betrayed Jesus was not a Pharisee, it was Judas.
Right. Amen.
We have to be careful, we are not going to be used as Judas was used. The enemy stab the pastor, the enemy stab the deacon, he starts stabbing by gossiping.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
By saying the wrong thing.
Yeah.
To tear the pastor, to tear the leadership away. Be careful. Because they are trying to break your stone wall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you get caught up in it, you find out that you are going to be the loser.
Right.
Because the enemy knows that the body of Christ is solid. And he cannot enter but use somebody within.
Mm.
If the church is going to survive, charity is going to survive, there's going to be unity and love.
Right. Amen.
You got to be united and love each other. Mm-hmm. When people say other things, tell them it is not your place
right.
to do this. Mm-hmm. God is in control.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to work it out. Mm-hmm. Because when you give them an inch to enter,
they take a mile. Every time.
And you yourself will be caught up. Mm-hmm. And you'll find yourself in a mess that you didn't expect to be in. And you'll be used like Judas to destroy God's purpose. But when you build your stone wall, when he comes, you say, my brother, my sister, the word of God says this. Why don't they go into prayer?
Amen.
Instead of gossiping about it.
Come on.
Because he's a living God. And that God is going to take his own time to right wrong and make it right.
Yes.
If it is so. And if you have no business saying something that is just a heresy, take it somewhere. Because it's not part of our DNA.
Yes.
Our DNA is to love each other.
Yes.
And we'll continue to love each other till Jesus comes.
Amen.
With all heads bowed, eyes closed. Maybe you are here, you are not sure where to die, where you go. You say, preacher, I want to have a relationship with God so I can stay with God all the time. Will you pray for me? Is there anybody like that? Will you pray with me? Maybe you are a Christian. You say, preacher, you challenge my heart. Sometimes my workload, I make uses as an excuse. Sometimes I know I need to be in church, but football or something takes over, and I want to do right. I want to do more for the Lord. Will you pray with me? So my children will not be a distraction. My spouse will not be a distraction. My job will not be a distraction. Will you pray with me? I'm doing some, but I want to do more. Will you lift up your hand? I want to pray with you. You know yourself. You say, preacher, I can do more. If only the Lord will help me. I want to move with God. And I want to speak up. I've been a coward for some time. There are places I should speak, I just let it go. But now I think, with your message, when such topics come up, I've got to speak up. In spite of what you think of me. Is there anybody who needs that prayer? Thank you. Is there anybody? Thank you. Is there any other person who needs that prayer? There is no shyness in the house of God. There is no shyness in the house of God. Is there any other person? Say, preacher, I want you to pray. Because when you allow God to take over your fears, your discouragement is going to work for you. But if you don't allow him, you are still going to remain where you are. And your stone wall will be broken. And when he comes, you will not have a place. Is there any other person? With all heads bowed, eyes closed, those who raise their hand, will you stand up where you are and pray for you? Will you stand up? I just want to pray for you. Will you stand up? I want to pray for you. If you lifted up your hand, please stand up. Thank you. Please stand up. I want to pray for you. Because the Holy Spirit is going to use you mightily beyond what you think your enemy can reach. Because he said, I, Lord, am ready for it. And the Lord is going to bless you to do that. Father, I want to thank you and bless you for my brothers and sisters who said, Lord, there's more room for improvement in their lives. So we want you to use us. We want you to help us, oh God, to be able to break through the barriers that is hindering our progress. We pray that, Lord, you cancel every plan of the enemy in their path. Every agenda the enemy has set, you reverse it in the name of Jesus. Every trap the enemy has set, you jump over it for them in the name of Jesus. I pray that every canker that has eaten into their homes, their pocket and their family, Father, you seize it in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, against every intimidation of the enemy. Father, we pray that, Lord,
every artillery, every arrow that has been shot against this family, I pray that, Lord, you break it down in the name of Jesus. We bind the works of the evil one of their homes in the name of Jesus. Even for those, oh God, using them as a point of contact, for those, oh God, who in their heart, Father, also want to do right, I pray that you bless them in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Father, strengthen us and help us not to be discouraged in this time. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that in the midst of this chaotic and sinful world, you are going to use us as salt and light. Father, to be a lead for others to know that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is still the God that lives still today. Amen. May your name be praised. May your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we ask. For his name's sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen.